I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And on the show today, we're going to lean into the curmudgeon aspect of the show. My phone is going ding, and it's just irritating me. So I'm going to cut off the noise, the sound from distracting me. It can vibrate all it wants to. Because I won't be paying attention. At any rate, I'm frustrated because of two major things. One, the topic I'm going to be talking about today, which is frustrating. And two, the fact that I just did this show. I just didn't have the microphone plugged in. Just frustrating. I've been talking into the air for quite a while and being all upset. And I didn't get any of it recorded. Gotta love that when you're a YouTuber, right? No. But it has enhanced my upsetness, which will help with the development of this show. So maybe it's a good thing. Who knows? We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here. Oh, Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. By the way, if you haven't subscribed to the show, some of you are going, do I even want to subscribe to this show? Yes. Yes, you do. And we've been at this show. I've been doing it now at least probably 17 years. I don't know. I don't go back and calculate these things like I probably should time-wise, but it's been a long time, and I appreciate all of the subscribers that have subscribed. If you're watching right now, hi, and you haven't subscribed, click that little subscribe link thingy, the little button there, and also click on the bell icon, ding, okay, in order to be subscribed. And if when you click on the bell, you'll be notified whenever there's a new video that comes out from this camera to you. What I want to talk about, though, is Red Hat. Red Hat, I am one of the very most early customers of Red Hat, okay? So if you're watching out there, Red Hat, one of your first customers, okay? I have a letter from them thanking me for being one of their first 100 customers. Ever. Okay? And I was excited at the time that Linux was going to be produced by a North Carolina company. I live here in North Carolina. I'm like, ooh, wave the flag. That's great. And this will be awesome. And I promoted Red Hat for a long time, and I had a Red Hat subscription, and I did a lot of things that were Red Hat promotion. And then later on, I used CentOS Linux, which was a derivative of Red Hat based on their code, which was open source and was available. And so CentOS used that to create CentOS Linux. And I ran an e-commerce business off of that. That was like 24 years ago that we started that business. And it was e-commerce. We had a shopping cart on the web. This is way back in the day when that was a big new thing, you know. And we ran our DNS server, our whole web server, all our whole infrastructure off of CentOS. Way back. Okay? And actually migrated from CentOS to Red Hat, so that we'd be fully supported as a business with a commercial official license. So I'm a customer. But here recently, they made the decision to close their source. Now, they're going to argue it's still open. But it, essentially, they kind of erected a wall between the actual source code and the rest of the world, which is not what open source is about. You have to basically have an account, and you then have to basically sign off on, I'll look at your code, but I won't actually use it to develop my own operating system. I mean, that's not open source. It may not be closed source, exactly, but it's certainly not open source. It's kind of source, okay? So I'm upset about that. Now, there are community-driven Linuxes, that are available, like Debian comes to mind, that's community-based. Other distros that are truly open source in the GNU New Linux world. But Red Hat ain't one of them anymore. Now, one could argue that Ubuntu is really not fully community-driven because they are based on the company Canonical, okay? And they decide what goes into their version of Linux. But they're a little bit more open than Red Hat now is. So you want to get into a discussion of Linux-i, which is a word I just apparently coined in this episode, then I would argue that they're more open than Red Hat now is. Okay? But that's maybe just my frustration talking. The point is, my servers here are not Red Hat servers any longer. They're not CentOS servers any longer. They're Ubuntu servers. Okay? And the client that I use, for the most part, is Linux Lite, L-I-T-E, Linux Lite, as you may have seen in the relatively recent episode of this show when I talked about my virtual world on Proxmox and the fact that I was running Linux Lite there. Okay? But at any rate, I'm just not happy about this whole thing of Red Hat closing things off. Hear me, Red Hat? As one of your first 100 customers, I'm not happy. And I'm sure you care very deeply about that. Right. But, I'm not the only one. A lot of people in the open source community are miffed about that. And I think Red Hat is damaging their reputation by doing so. And now they've doubled down on it. They're writing articles about, oh, you know, we put all this work into it, and we created this code, and you guys are just freeloaders. What? Open source, dude. Anyway. So I will continue to represent for open source. Wave the flag. Okay. But I'm not going to sit by and just take it with what Red Hat's doing. Okay? So, fooey on you. It's about as frustrated as I get is fooey on you, Red Hat. And in the meantime, I will promote other forms of Linux, which I'm already doing. Have for years. Haven't used Red Hat in a long time. Or CentOS for a long time. I use Ubuntu, like I said, on servers. And Linux Lite on clients. So, maybe not that many changes in that regard. But this is why. All the more reason. Okay? So, I know that you come to this channel for all the tips and tips and demos and discussions of other things. Aptera, you know, talking about what's going on with the Aptera projects and all that. It's the reason you come to the channel. But you got to put up with this kind of content every so often, too, because I'm the computer curmudgeon. Okay? Tell your friends to subscribe to our channel for the benefit of hearing all this. Boy, I'm really arguing against myself. Anyway, I'd better quit while I'm behind. So remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.